And as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected an appeal by the Middle East Quartet to halt settlement construction. Netanyahu denied a diplomatic group's claim that settlements were an obstruction to the two-state peace process. Highly anticipated report released by the quartet accused Israel of preventing Palestinian development by confiscating their land and demolishing their homes. It added at least 570,000 Israelis are currently living in settlements across the West Bank, which are illegal under international law. The Middle East Quartet, comprising the European Union, Russia, the U.S., and the U.N., is trying to revive the so-called peace talks that broke down back in April of 2014. And for more on the story, we're joined out of Madison by Mr. James Fetzer, professor at the University of Minnesota Duluth. And Professor Fetzer, Middle East Quartet says the so-called two-state solution is at jeopardy with Tel Aviv blatantly expanding settlements, all which are illegal, mind you, in the face of international condemnation. But my question to you, when was a so-called two-state solution ever viable or supported by Tel Aviv, where supposedly now it's in jeopardy?
Benjamin Netanyahu, who is the first prime minister of Israel to have been born in Israel since it became a state, envisions himself as a modern Moses who is going to lead the Jewish people to the creation of the greater Israel of Zionist aspirations. The two-state solution was never a serious prospect. Look at maps of the extent to which the Palestinians have been deprived of any ownership of the land that was previously 100% their own. Look at the flag of Israel. The blue stripes at the top and bottom represent the Tigris-Euphrates at the top and the Nile at the bottom. In order to create the greater Israel, it was necessary to destroy the modern Arab states that stand between Israel and its aspirations. That was the rationale because of which Benjamin Netanyahu was able to motivate the attacks of 9/11, which were brought to us by the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Now that the Middle East is being reduced to chaos, I assure you that the next stage is going to be the expansion of Israel to become what it has always aspired to become.
And Professor Fetzer, Netanyahu, in response to this Middle East Quartet report, claims that when Israel halted settlement construction, it did not get peace. What's your take on Netanyahu's reasoning?
Netanyahu's reasoning is Talmudic, which means that Jews are entitled to lie to Gentiles and to cheat them and to deceive them for the benefit of Jews. There's nothing ever serious coming from Israel about a two-state solution. It's an illusion, a figment of the imagination, an aspiration for people who are decent and have ethics and a sense of morality and justice. But that is not true of Benjamin Netanyahu or his administration. We even have the absurdity in the Los Angeles Times of a new op-ed why the anti-Israel boycott movement is an immoral threat to peace. It is the aspirations of Netanyahu and other Zionists to create the greater Israel and to suppress the Palestinian people. For them, the ultimate solution is to load the remaining Palestinians aboard a ship, float it out to sea, and sink it. That's the final solution they have in mind.
And Mr. Fetzer, we're running out of time. In 30 seconds or less, can you please tell me what's it going to take to get Tel Aviv to comply with international law and stop its settlement expansion?
It's not going to happen. The United States has become a tool of Israel. That's an illusion, a false hope. It's not going to happen.
Thank you, Professor Fetzer. That's Professor James Fetzer out of the University of Minnesota Duluth joining us out of Madison.